Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And as you know, I'm very glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back all the way to 1993. In 2009 alone, he was on this show probably at least six times. And he's the author of many books, Just Be Honest, Honesty Sells, Honesty Works, etc. You're starting to get the picture here, folks. His whole world is about honesty. Now, I'm not going to say he wasn't honest with me, but he did leave some things out, and I'm going to fuss at him about that right now. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. It's so good to talk to you, Stephen. It's good to hear your voice. Tell the audience why I'm really glad to hear your voice.
Oh, I had cancer last year, testicular cancer.
In 2009, The year in which he was on my show about seven times. And tell the audience what you didn't do.
Oh, didn't share that with you?
You didn't tell me about your cancer.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna give you the chance to apologize to me for that on the air.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. My audience knows that this Brain Trust thing, we take it seriously around here. I mean, you guys are our family.
I appreciate that, Jim.
And I'm being sincere, folks, in my chastising of him, but I also am doing it to make a point that. And this is what I want you to talk about, Stephen, because I want you to share this with us. And I want to thank you for your courageous, how courageously you're coming on the show to talk to us about this. We can all talk about, you know, what we would do, but until it happens to you, you don't know, do you?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of insights, and that's why I wrote that article, which, of course, everybody's welcome.
It's very compelling, folks. You got to see this. I'm going to get Stephen to tell us about where you get it in a second. But, Stephen, tell the audience what happened.
Well, basically, last year I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. And after an operation and then going to see some doctors, went through some chemo, and now I have a clean bill of health. And fortunately, testicular cancer is one of the few cancers where a doctor can look at you in the eye and say it's virtually 100% curable. And so I didn't really wrestle with the outcome, but what I did wrestle with is how to deal with it, which you're bringing up with sharing it, not sharing it. Why?
And nobody can be prepared for that, can they?
Absolutely.
Really. I mean, the books you read, all the people. I mean, I've gone through cancer, not myself, but with loved ones. There are a number of women in my Brain Trust who have had breast cancer since they've been in my Brain Trust. And we have four or five of them together in October on the show to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Wow.
And so, I mean, we've got a track record of supporting folks like that. As I told you off the air, with over 1,500 Brain Trust members, we get life here on the show. I mean, you know, we get the whole, you know, we've had folks that have, you know, we've lost some folks over the years. And so, but until it happens to you, you really don't know what you'll do, do you?
Absolutely not. It's very hard to figure out. And how this relates, I think, to the audiences who have businesses and approaching life is, what do you share with folks? Because in some sense, you want to share with them what's going on, but then on the other sense, you want to make sure that it isn't about yourself, it's about our customers, and that's what we really wrestled with.
Right.
I wanted to share, but I didn't want to make it about me. It needed to be about my customers, who are the folks that we share, you know, that I try to help. So we did really wrestle with that in the office, and that's why we came out with 8 lessons learned, or that I learned, over the past year, to help people and others so they don't have to go through what I went through in trying to deal with the subject.
And so I'm sure part of what you, and of course, in the midst of all of that is you're talking about dealing with your own mortality.
Yes.
Dealing. You mentioned customers and your business, and who do I tell, et cetera, et cetera. But when it all comes back, it's all about you and what's inside.
Yeah, it definitely had me reflect in many, many ways, and actually had me assess my life and what I was doing and where I'm headed in my life.
You were living a charmed life, weren't you?
Yeah, Jim, you know.
Yeah, you were, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you get hit between the eyes with the big C. And you know, and you were talking about the customers a minute ago. I guess you're having to say to yourself, okay, I don't want to be dishonest, obviously, for no one does, but especially you. But do I need to tell them? Is that germane to our work together? And if I tell them, will it hurt our work together?
And then on top of that, my subject matter is honesty.
Right.
So we really wrestled with that.
Right.
And we had some major conversations in the office and with my friends about how to approach this and what would be appropriate.
Did the concept of irony ever come up in those discussions, Stephen?
You mean about the whole honesty?
God's irony. God's saying, okay, Stephen, you've been talking about honesty all these years. Let's see.
Well, absolutely. And where I came down on this is that if somebody asked me about it or asked me in particular how I was doing and it was appropriate to the conversation, I did bring it up.
Yeah.
But if it didn't come up, I didn't bring it up. And, you know, I really wrestled with this even with the speeches. And one of the lessons learned is in the absence of data, people make things up.
Yeah.
And what I realized is if I wasn't on top of things and being very forthcoming, people who did know about it, but if they didn't hear me share about it, would worry more. And they didn't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then their reaction would sometimes be weird. As many people who have wrestled with cancer know that the people around us really wrestle with this. Do you call and find out how you're doing?
Yeah.
Or do you not? You don't want to be a pest. But what I realize, and here's the thing I want to leave people with immediately, is if you've got somebody in your life who's very challenged and you're wondering, should I bring it up? Should I not? Reach out to them. Even if they don't call you back, they appreciate the call and the message.
How about if you just go be with them? I have had situations where I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to say, and so I just went there and didn't say anything. I just showed up and didn't say anything.
Well, that was nice that you showed up.
I mean, I was just there. My point is I just made the connection. And then whatever happened, whatever conversation happened, and I didn't feel like I had to force anything. When we come back, Stephen's written an article that he's going to make available to you. It's very powerful, very compelling. You're going to want it, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. Stay with us.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. He's the author of Honesty Sales and other books, several other books, three other books, at least three books total, of books on the concept of how to be honest. And Stephen, you had something happen to you last year that put that to test in your life, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Diagnosed with testicular cancer, you've had treatment, you've had an operation, you're cured now, you have no more cancer, thank God for that. Thank God and your doctors and the great miracles of medicine that we have today. You sat down after reflecting on this for a long time, and you wrote an article that pretty much laid out the good, the bad, and the ugly that you'd experienced during this ordeal, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's many lessons that I learned. And another one is to be responsible for what you say. As I wrote in the article, there was one point when I was first finding out about all the things that I was about to go through. And again, mine was I knew was going to be 100% curable. And my rounds of chemo were only, I only had 9 weeks, or some people go through it a year or more, all kinds of things. Even in the face of that, I was at certain points discouraged. And I remember making a flippant remark to a friend of mine, well, maybe I'll just get hit by a bus and then I won't have to deal with this. And, you know, it's just a flippant remark.
Right.
Well, my girlfriend, now fiancée, was in the other room. I get off the phone. She heard me say that. And she starts crying. She goes, I don't want anything to happen to you. And I realized, you know, it's not
right.
just about me. It's about the
right.
people around me.
Yeah.
I've got to be responsible for what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true in life. We sometimes just make flippant remarks, and we don't really think how it does really affect other people. There's a difference between honesty and brutality.
Yeah. Well, and but you know, I mean, you got to give you a pass for making comments like that. You're the one dealing with this. But in this article, you've got eight lessons, and we've already talked. We talked about one or two in the previous segment. You just mentioned one there about being responsible for what you say. This first lesson, though, I think is very important, and it reminds me of what Polonius said to Falstaff in Shakespeare's Hamlet. This above all, to thine own self be true. And that's the first lesson that you have here, isn't it?
Yeah, the worst lies we ever tell are the lies we tell ourselves, essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I had been saying, oh, you know, I'm going to work really hard and, you know, one day I'll spend more time with my loved ones. One day I'll travel around the
because
world.
You're going to live forever, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, I never really thought about any alternative. But here's the thing. Not only did I realize that was stupid, the way I was approaching it, that it's not like somebody's keeping a ledger where you can kind of put in all the work and then one day you can kind of cash in. You never know when your day is over, when your life is over. But here's the thing. You also don't know when other people's life is
That's
over.
Right.
I was treating them the same way. I would say, oh, yeah, we'll spend more time later. We'll spend more time later. Well, you know what I realized is not only had I missed out about things that I would want to do, but I also missed out on spending some time with people that were already gone in my life.
Yeah.
And it in some sense had been too late. This sounds like maybe a morbid, tough conversation, but the value is to realize this type of thing now. The great news is I realize this now at 47.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of I got a new lease on life. I still work really hard, but this really did affect me and change some things in my life. I'm now engaged, for example,
yeah.
where I've been putting that off.
Yeah. And another thing that you talk about, you said this a minute ago, in the absence of data, people make things up. And tell us how that hits you when other people do that.
Well, here's the thing. What I realized was that when I first got diagnosed, I immediately called my father, and then I let my mother know and then my family know, because I knew that if I was not very forthcoming in sharing everything, if I didn't do that, if I only gave them snippets of information, they would make up the rest. And usually what people make up is a worse version.
Yeah.
So they would be more worried. So I really realized that the greatest gift I could give my immediate family and friends was to be forthcoming. What I wrestled with was then what to do with my other friends and business associates, which, of course, we've already talked about.
Right.
But that's the, you know, that it, realizing in the absence of data, people will make things up. That is really important. How that also relates is to the Internet. We looked at and started researching about the cancer on the Internet, and as many people realize who've done research on the Internet, there's a lot of misinformation and incomplete
mm-hmm.
information. I freaked myself out.
Yeah.
I got so worried and paranoid until I went to the folks who could give me the answers. So I made things up just based on
right.
limited data.
You got it all worked up in your own mind. We do that, and we all do that. I've done that myself. One of the things, Stephen, as we wrap up, before we go, I want you to tell the audience where they can find your books and also where they can find this article. Ladies and gentlemen, even if you don't have cancer, if it's not even in your life right now, any family members, you need to read this article. It's very important, very compelling. Stephen, thank you for having the courage to write it. How do we find it?
If they could write us at go to our website, justbehonest.com. justbehonest.com, and they'll see a little place where they can ask for the article. And if there's any questions, they can always come email me at stephen@stephengaffney.com.
And it's free.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
justbehonest.com.
Yep.
Is that right?
justbehonest.com. Any questions, just call our office, and we'll send it to you.
Eight lessons, folks, and I promise you, you won't regret reading it regardless of what's going on in your life. Stephen, thank God. I thank God that you're healthy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your courage, and thank you for what you've done for us over the years.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
You know we care about you.
Oh, I know, and
all
I
right.
care about
Take
you.
Take care, Stephen. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back to you.
Lord, we going out tonight.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.